Thou of life the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to cover all my sin. Let the healing streams abound. Make and keep me pure within. Thou of life the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. Spring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity. Come thou fount of every blessing. We sang about the fountain of life, the streams of living water. He is the source, and he satisfies our souls. This morning I was drawn to a promise and just thought I would sing with you and call your attention to it. Actually, it was last night as we were praying at the altar that it came to me. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. God gave that word to his people through the prophet Isaiah. It's in the 44th chapter. And as we were praying last night, I've often thought of this, and I know you know it too. This is a great promise of God. He satisfies those who long for him. He fills the hungry with his goodness, and he pours water on the thirsty souls. You think that's just a little? I'm sure it's more than just a little trickle. Once we went on family vacation, and we went to a big waterfall somewhere in western New York State. I think it was the tallest waterfall in the state. But it happened to be in the fall. And was that called Arethusa Falls? It's great here. We were kids. We went to a waterfall, and we had read about this. It was going to be so great. And I think you had to strain to see if there was even a drop coming over that waterfall. It's a big, tall rock. But we called it, we took this hike, and it seemed like a long one. I'm sure it wasn't. But it seemed long, and then we got there, and we called it Arethusa Trickle. I think my parents were a little bit disappointed, too. Maybe we should have gone in the spring. I heard about that Catterskill, by the way, falls. Also, when I went there, it wasn't much to be seen, and you guys went in the just after the winter or in the spring and saw a nice rush of water. But what the Lord pours upon us, I'm sure, is enough to quench all of our thirst and much, much more. And he says, I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. But you know, this promise has to do not just with us, but with succeeding generations. And it's wonderful to claim this promise and see it in its full place. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. That's the verse, Isaiah 44, verse 3. I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. I was praying with this couple last night, and in my heart there was a little prayer for their children as well. And I know that's on every parent's heart, to pray that my children really are blessed by God and come into his will for them and his place for them. And so here the Lord speaks to his people. Don't be afraid. I've chosen you. I've made you. I'm going to help you. And the way I'm going to help you is I'm going to give you my blessing. That fountain of life will be opened, and I will pour water on the thirsty land, streams on the dry ground, my spirit upon your offspring, my blessing on your descendants. And then it says, they shall spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. This one will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call on the name of Jacob, and another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and name himself by the name of Israel. Think about that. That's really a wonderful thing. The other night in church, someone was speaking to us about the Lord, the Lordship of Christ, that he's Savior and Lord, and making a good case for his mastery over every area of our lives, individually and in our church. He's the King, and we are his subjects. He's our Lord and Master, and we are his disciples. And we learn that the way to be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. But as they were preaching, I thought of that little text that says, no one can call Jesus the Lord except by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You know, he must work in our hearts. And the same thing here, you see this, that for someone to spring up and take his stand, I am on the Lord's side. Yes, Savior, we are thine. I am the Lord's. I'm going to write on my hand, I belong to him, name myself by his name. That's something that the Holy Spirit does. The water is poured out. Our souls are satisfied, and we love him because he loved us, and he is the Lord, and we are his. He is ours, and we are his. And that's the kind of stand that we want to take towards him. Lord, you loved me and gave yourself for me. Now my life is finished. Isn't that what Paul's testimony was? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life that I now live in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He loved me and gave himself for me. He loves me still and gives himself to me still. He pours out his Spirit upon me, and I open my heart to him, and I know that he is the fountain of life, and he pours water. He pours water on the thirsty land, streams on the dry ground, and then on my family as well, on my children. I claim that blessing for my whole household and all of their descendants as well. And let them spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. I don't suppose I would have prayed the prayer exactly that way, but why not? Let them take their stand and stand tall for the Lord, and call themselves by his name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is a promise from God, and we can claim it. And the song says, I will pour water on him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While you are seeking me, I will be found. You ever hear that chorus? Let's try to sing that together. You probably don't need the book, right? It's in that worship and song book. Sounds right. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. I will pour flood upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While you are seeking me, I will be found. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While ye are seeking me, I will be found. And the verse goes, ho! Everyone that is thirsty in spirit, that's from Isaiah also. He said, ho, that word meant, hey there, come. He said it before Santa Claus did, right? Ho, it's a happy word, but it really means, it's a word that calls our attention. Hey there, you, come. Ho, listen up. There's something for you, a feast there in Isaiah 55. You come, and you partake. Ho, everyone that is thirsty in spirit. Ho, everyone that is weary and sad, come to the fountain. There's fullness in Jesus, all that you're longing for. Come and be glad. Oh, everyone that is thirsty in spirit, kingdom, be filled with the Spirit. Nothing but fullness thy longing can meet. 'Tis the endowment for life and for service. Thine is the promise, so certain, so sweet. Child of the kingdom, be filled with the Spirit. Nothing but fullness thy longing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.